to the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Let's go, 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 White Sox! We're with you all the way.
Yeah, Tom.
Always in their bike and you do your best. We're glad to have you out here in the Middle West. We're gonna root.
Roger Bossert.
White Sox.
The Sod Father. Let me tell you something. I don't know how Roger, I don't know how anybody does it, but I don't know how Roger keeps a field even in play with the last two Aprils that we've had. Let me go to Roger now. Good morning, Mr. Bossert.
Well, Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Nice to talk to you again. You know, I'm a golfer, so I've been whining about the fact that we've lost two Aprils in a row. How do you even keep a field playable with the last two Aprils we've had?
You know what? I'm fooling them, Steve. They still think I know what I'm doing. No, you know what? I mean, it's certainly, this has been a very interesting year. Things haven't been as bad as 40 years ago with the infamous disco demolition. But
you know,
I've got to tell you, it's been a challenge. In my career, obviously, I've dealt with a lot of snow at different times and literally had to plow it off or get a snowblower. This year's really been different as we played a lot of day games, and it just so happened it has happened that three times this year, before the day game that night, I have 2 to 3 inches of snow. And as a groundkeeper, you always want your field to look perfect and beautiful, and so you do what you have to do. And I pull a few rabbits out of the hat, if you will, to get the snow off. This last snow really was sort of hectic to me. We had about 2 inches, then we had a little rain, then it froze, and then about another inch of snow. So what I did, a little trick now, I took some fertilizer called Milorganite. The pellets of the Milorganite are a black color. Black draws heat. So what I did over the ice part of the field, I literally put the fertilizer down, and it helped me break into the ice, take away some of the condensation or the cementation of the ice particle. It broke it down that way. And then I come and I turn some of my irrigation system on. The city water comes out at 48, 50 degrees. If the ambient temperature outside is 32 or above, I literally can get rid of about an inch of snow every 2 hours by doing
that. That's what I'm talking about. This is the brilliance of Roger Bossert. That is science. That's a guy who knows his job.
I want to hear more about Milorganite. I mean, so, Roger, could I put that on my driveway during the winter to help melt the snow and ice?
Well, you know what, believe it or not, but you won't need it because I know where you live and I know the compound that you live in. So all you've got to do is press the button for the heat to go on.
That's it. That's it. All right, so a couple of questions. Well, actually, I'm going to get Sandberg in here. Then I got a couple of basic questions for you.
Roger, okay. I participated in the media fast pitch contest thing at the bullpen earlier this year. And we were told constantly, do not step on this grass in the bullpen because Roger Bossert was going to get very angry with us if we did.
He killed several media people for doing that.
He did. And then, you know, last night I'm watching It's Dog Day at the White's Guaranteed Rate, and the dogs, you know, they're walking along the edge, but if they accidentally get a paw on that grass, you know, Roger's going to get angry. You sound so nice and personable, but you must scare people, right?
I like to think I'm a nice guy. My wife always tells me that. But you know what? As far as the dogs, I certainly am a dog lover. I actually love the day. I have no problem with that. Were you the one that almost stepped on my grass? They told me there was this little girl that went to pitch. Were you the one?
I was. And it was like they came at me, like five of them came at me, White Sox employees, and they're like, Roger's not going to like
this. I like the fact that Roger's got that rep in-house.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not that kind of mean guy. Don't believe that. The reason why I do that in the winter, if you will, is if you do step on the grass, what happens is the leaf of the plant, the sheath of the plant is frozen. If you step on it, it literally cracks the sheath, the inner part of the blade of the plant, and it literally almost kills the grass. So it to me, it's sort of special.
Sure.
It's like stepping on your children.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, almost, yes. The field is my third child.
What is your lawn like at home? Because you know how the guy that's the psychiatrist has the screwed up family, mm-hmm. and the guy that owns a restaurant makes macaroni and cheese at home. What's your lawn like at your house?
Uh, I've got to tell you that my lawn is spectacular. And the reason why I'm proud to say that, and let me say this, the reason why is if I have a dandelion, I'm going to have four neighbors and three newspapers over there.
That's
pictures.
A good point.
So
that's
I'm aware of that.
That's a very good point.
I learned my lesson.
Well, when the team is on the road, and even when the team is at home, they might have a day off. Do you have a day off? I mean, this is 7 days a week, isn't it, all throughout the season?
You know, and Steve, you're right, but I tell you what, I go to spring training February 7th every year. I take care of the fields there for the guys. And actually, I'm the only major league head groundkeeper does that. And the reason why is Jerry Reinsdorf, who is probably the best owner you could ever run into, he wants me there to make sure, try and duplicate the fields down there so when the guys come up here in the spring, they know what they've got. I usually get anywhere between 7 to 10 days off between February 6th and October 1st.
Holy cow.
I've got to be honest with you, and people that know me will tell you that. I actually am the most fortunate person in the world. This is my 53rd year here.
That's amazing.
And I love what I do. I enjoy what I do.
Well, look, man, there's nobody better. And the Arizona field looked great. We were out there for a couple of days as well. The facility is tremendous. All right, a couple of things. Diamond Dry, do you guys still use it?
No. Diamond Dry went out probably about 10, 12 years ago. There's new products on the market now. Diamond Dry was the old ground-up corn cob. There's calcined clay on the market now that's used to absorb water. I actually use... All groundkeepers use the calcined clay, now, not only just to absorb water, but for conditioner on the fields. You've got to remember that to me, the most important part of the field is the infield portion.
Sure.
People don't realize that every area, first, second, third, and short, every player wants it special.
Yep.
When Ozzy was at short, he always wanted the back 6 feet of the clay firm, yet in front of him soft. Robin Ventura always liked his area almost like mud. So there's a little more to it. I always like to say, I remember Bill Veeck once said one time, and I knew, obviously, Bill very well, he thought a good groundkeeper was worth 6 to 8 games. I'm not sure I would say that. Being the third generation, I like to believe we're worth something, but I'd go maybe 3 or 4 games a year. And, you know, that includes maybe a few tricks of the trade. Every once in a while, that ball that goes down the third baseline might stay fair.
Right, a little crafting of the infield, baby. All right.
Home field advantage.
That's it. And the grounds crew that runs out there when the rain hits and all that, do they work for you or do they work for somebody else?
No, they're a union. They work for the White Sox. They're here 7 months a year.
But they've got to take care of your field. So do you have to school them in how not to screw things up?
Yeah, that's not allowed. I on the field with me, I have a 23-man crew, and during the year, I've only got 3 men with myself on the field. I'm one of the old-time groundkeepers. If it's done, I do it. I want to make sure that it's done myself. I was sort of raised that way.
That's all right.
But you know what? You can't be good unless you've got good people working with you. And I do. I have a great crew, and I would say that they're great people. I can do it.
Listen, I love how much you love the job. Now, do you still like sod father? Because I have a couple other ideas. What about the Duke of Dirt?
Well, I'll tell you, that's better than some of the names I've been called. No, you know what? It caught on about 15 years ago. Guy by the name of Paul Sullivan.
Yeah, sure. We know Paul.
Sully's just a good dude. He started it, and I don't mind it at all. It's
pretty cool.
Times.
It's pretty cool. Turf Titan, not do anything for you?
I like the side. I'll stick with the side, obviously.
Guru of Grass. That's my final offer.
I don't think he's buying.
No, he's not buying any of these. Yeah.
Well, Steve, before we get off here, all I want to know is that today, tomorrow, and the next day certainly don't look really good weather-wise. I can always use an extra hand on the tarp. Are you available?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Yeah, you know I'm available. Now, the knees aren't what they used to be, and if the weather breaks at all, I've got to go to the golf course. But other than that, I'm completely dependable.
Hey, I got one more for you, Steve. The Maestro of Milorganite.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. We got a new leader in the clubhouse.
You guys are coming up with some good ones. Wow. I'm going to remember these.
Roger, all the best, man. It's great connecting with you again. I'll see you out at the park.
Hey, thanks, gang. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Roger. Good.
Roger Bossert. How about that kind of energy, too, right?
Yeah.
Been
I like it
for
got
50 plus
for
years.
A guy who only has how many days off?
Seven a year.
Seven a year.
And it got back to him that I almost stood on the grass in the bullpen.
Yeah, and some of the texters chimed in. Sounds like a nice person. Everybody's afraid of him. Mary?
Yeah.
It's 9:53. Bill and Wendy coming up.